Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamim, Parak Tes Zayin, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zayich Refayin, Reziv Hagon, Bekarav Mamish. And the Mishnah says, Shtei Yevamim, we have two Yevamim, which means they're sister-in-laws, they're married to brothers. Zayin Meres, this one says, Meis Bali, my husband died. Zayin Meres, Meis Bali, and this one says, my husband died. Now if they weren't sister-in-laws, each one of them would be believed, and they'd be allowed to get remarried. But now we have a problem, because they're sister-in-laws. This one's us to get remarried because of the husband of that one, and the other one's us to get remarried because of the husband of this one. And why is that? Well, this is because of what we've said previously. We know that a woman's believed in regards to herself that her husband died, but she's not believed in regards to somebody else. So over here, let's call these two women, Rachel and Leah. They're both believed that their own husbands died, but Rachel's not believed that her husband died in regards to Leah, and Leah's not believed that her husband died in regards to Rachel. So Rachel technically is chayv in Yibum, and Leah's also technically chayv in Yibum. So they're not allowed to get remarried. But let's say, Lazoy Edim, Lazoy Ein Edim. One of them has Edim that her husband died, the other one doesn't. So let's say Rachel has Edim, and Leah doesn't have Edim. So Eshe Yeshel Edim, Asura, the one that has Edim that her husband died, she's not allowed to get remarried, because she's relying on the testimony of the other one who doesn't have Edim. However, Vesha Ainla Edim, the one that doesn't have Edim, Uteres, she is allowed to get remarried, because she's relying on the Edim of the other one, and since those Edim are believed, she can get remarried. Now let's say Lozoi Banim Lozoi Ein Banim, one of them has children, the other one doesn't. So Eshiashla Banim, the one that has children, Uteres, she's allowed to get remarried, because she's believed that her husband died, and since her husband has children, so she's not Zakuk to Yibum. However, Vesha Ainla Banim, the one that doesn't have children, Asura, she's ushered to get married, because she doesn't have children, and the Eidos of the other one is not good enough for her, so she can't get remarried. Now let's say these two brothers that had died had other brothers. So Nisiavmu, their two wives, Rachel and Leah, did Yibum, Umeswa Yavamin, and then the Yavamin died. So they're back at square one. Asura Slinase, they're not allowed to get married, like we had said in the beginning of the Mishnah. However, Rabbi Elazar says, no. Hayal v'hotu l'Yavamin, since we allow them to get married to the Yavamin, hotu l'chal adam, now they're permitted to marry anyone. Now moving on to Mishnah Gimel, which begins a series of Mishnayas discussing when we're allowed to believe an aid that somebody died. Ein me'idin ela al parts of panim imachaitim. We're only allowed to give aidos that a person died, his face was seen with the nose. That's enough for us to believe him. So let's say a fellow comes along and says, I saw that Reuven died. And he affirms that he saw Reuven's face with his nose. So then we can assume that it's actually Reuven. However, if he didn't see the face with the nose, it's very possible that it looks like Reuven, but it's really somebody else. And that's afal pi sheyesh simanim begufay ubekelav. Even though this fellow has marks on his body or on his clothing that identifies him as the person whom we think he is, still the aid is not believed unless he saw the face and the nose. Furthermore, ein me'idin el achetetei nafshai, he can only give eidos if he saw the person actually die. He has to see that neshama left him. V'afilu re'u meguyod, even if he saw that he had multiple wounds, he was stabbed and cut with a sword, v'tzolov, or if he was hanging, v'chayo chalizbay, or there was an animal eating him, and most probably he died. Since the aid didn't actually see him dead, he's not believed, because there still is a possibility that the person lived. Furthermore, in me'idin elad shleisha yamim, one can only give eidos about a person who died up until 3 days after death. But once 3 days passes, we say that the body already started decomposing, and it's very possible that the facial features changed, and it looks like Reuven, but it's not actually him. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, v'leikol adam, v'leikol mekaymes, v'leikol shoyes shavin, not all people, not all places, and not all times and seasons are the same. For example, heavier people decompose quicker and will change quicker than thinner people. Places that have hot climates will cause the body to decompose and change quicker than colder climates, and seasons of the year as well. If it's during the summer, the body's going to decompose quicker than if it's the winter. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, we don't just give a 3-day time span. It really depends on the person, place, and time of the year. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to talk about this with Mishnah Daled and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.